guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, The one who recites durood upon me once, Allah Ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to our episode, Our Role Models. And today once again, we have come up with the biography of another personality, another wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true role model for us, whom we should follow, whom we should look up to, whose seerat we should take as a lesson. And whatever the silsilas we talk about, whatever the personalities we talk about, we find few things to be common in all of them, like kindness, calmness, loving the orphans, loving the poor people, generosity. These all things we find in all the buzurganideen, in all the awliya Allah. We see this attribute and quality in the Sahaba Ikram, and these are the role models because they are on the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for us to get on the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, we have to follow the biography of such pious ancestors of ours. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll talk about such a great personality who is a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and a great devotee of Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Khatimul Akabir, Hazrat Makhdum Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul Marehrivi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was born in the month of Rajab 1209 Hijri in Mahrera Sharif. His name is Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and his title is Khatimul Akabir. His beloved father was Hazrat Sayyid Shah Ali Barakat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He attained his education from his father and many other great ulama such as Hazrat Ainul Haq Shah Abdul Majid Badayuni Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Salamatullah Kashfi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Maulana Anwar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and many other great ulama of that time. He attained such brilliant education and he belonged to such a noble family. In 1226, he attained the Khilafat of Zaraqiya Silsila. And on the request of Hazrat Achimia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he was enrolled to study Hadith under Shah Abdul Aziz, Muhaddith Dehlvi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. He also studied Tib, meaning medicine, under the guidance of Hazrat Sutre Mia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Hazrat Ali Rasul Mahrevi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was murid of Hazrat Achhe Mia rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and attained khilafat from him and from his beloved and blessed father rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hazrat Ali Rasul Mahrevi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is amongst the great mashayikh of the 13th century. He served the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah with great sincerity and dedication. He was very kind and generous and always showed love towards the needy and the orphans. His character and habits were a beautiful example of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He always performed his namaz with jama'at at the masjid and not a single tahajjud salah of his was ever made qada. Leave the farz salahs only. He did not even miss his tahajjud. Then how would he miss his farz salahs? But unfortunately, nowadays, we are so lazy towards our farz salahs, then where will we perform our tahajjud salah? Such pious ancestors, Hazrat Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was punctual for his tahajjud salah. He was punctual for his nafil ibadat. So of course he was also punctual for his faraid namaz. And this is the Madani in'am which Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah has given us. That today, did you read 5 times daily salat in the first row of the masjid with Takbir-e-Ula? Amir Ahl Sunnat has given us this Madani in'am. And many other such Madani in'amat which are necessary for our day-to-day routine. Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah has gifted us with Madani in'amat. And if we act upon these Madani in'amat, we will in true words be upon the footsteps of our pious ancestors and Buzurgane Deen, Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala Ajma'in. Hazrat Shah, Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was always willing to help others and never revealed the wrongs of people in the presence of others. This pious Wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala would never ever disclose the secrets of people. He would keep the shortcomings of the people just by him. If he came to know about someone's shortcoming, he would not disclose it to others. And we should also create this. Sometimes what happens is, if we get angry on someone, if we do not like someone, what we do is, we start opening up his secrets in front of the world. You know, that so-and-so person, he does this. That so-and-so person, he does that. And this is what we start doing. Unfortunately, this is not the right method. Today we disclose someone's secrets. What if Allah Ta'ala discloses our secrets? What if Allah Ta'ala discloses our sins on the Day of Judgment? What will we do? So let's try to act upon this beautiful habit of such a great Wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is truly a role model to us, that we should not disclose people's shortcomings. We should not disclose people's sins. We should hide their sins. Allah Ta'ala will also hide our shortcomings and our sins. Hazrat Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would only prescribe those du'as which were from the hadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He always dressed in the garb of ulama. He always presented himself in the mahfil milad, naat mahfil, the bayanat and the qiraat mahfil. He never compromised the sharia. He was so kind that whatever anyone asked, whenever anyone asked, how much ever anyone asked, he would never refuse them. He would never refuse anyone who asked for anything. He always bestowed upon people. He was always generous towards the people. He loved the poor. We should also be like that. We should also develop this habit of generosity within us. Hazrat Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was a great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he heard about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would get tears in his eyes. He never ever missed a naat mahfil. He would always cry due to the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the tradition which Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islami has revived. If you see the mahafil of Dawat-e-Islami, if you see the ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, they are full of love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The ashikane Rasul, the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are seen shedding tears out of the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you see the ashikane Rasul in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, they are seen crying to go to Madinatul Munawwara. They are seen crying due to the love of Madinatul Munawwara. They are ashikane Rasul who make dua for Jannatul Baqi. Just imagine. What Dawat-e-Islami has done, this is your Dawat-e-Islami, this is my Dawat-e-Islami. We should make sure that we always are in this Madani environment and we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, grant me istiqamat, grant me steadfastness in this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Because if you truly want to act upon the seerat of these role models of ours, if you want to act upon the seerat of Sahaba-e-Karam and the Awliya Allah, you want to act upon the seerat of Sayyidina Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, come to Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is the platform where you can practically follow the footsteps of these pious ancestors of ours. Hazrat Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali married Nisar Fatima Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aliha, the daughter of Sayyid Muntakhib Hussain Balgarami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala blessed him with 2 sons and 3 daughters. Their names were Sayyid Shah Zahur Hussain Bade Mia, Sayyid Shah Zahur Hussain Chote Mia, Ansar Fatima, Zahur Fatima and Rahmat Fatima. All these were the children of Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. these pious ancestors when they had children. And today, when people are blessed with children, they are two different situations. Today's people, when they are blessed with any bounty, they rejoice through parties. They rejoice through different things, which are sometimes not according to the Islamic values. But these were the people, when they would get any blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And children, such a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would do the upbringing according to the Islamic values, according to the Islamic morals, so that their legacy carries on, their Islamic education carries on. But unfortunately, what legacy are we leaving behind for our children? You should think that, I should think that, that what is the legacy we are leaving behind? Are we leaving behind the legacy of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we leaving behind the practice of praying salah in the masjid 5 times a daily? Are we leaving behind a legacy of learning ilm-e-deen and teaching ilm-e-deen? Are we leaving behind the legacy of the recitation of the Holy Quran? Do we do all this? Do we train our children from a young age to follow upon all these things? We do not. Our role models did this. Our pious ancestors did this. So we should also act upon this quality of our pious ancestors. Let's teach our children. The viewers of Madani Channel should make an intention that when you watch this silsila, whatever you learn, whatever message you can grasp, try to convey it to your family. Try and sit and watch the silsila. Watch Madani Channel. Come in the ijtima'at and take the message back home. Train your children from now. Get them into this practice. Also educate them about who our role models are. Our children know the names of all the celebrities. Our children know the names of a soccer team. Our children know the names of a cricket team. Our children have all that sort of information. But what they don't know is who our Ghaus-e-Pak is. What they don't know is who our Ala Hazrat is. What they don't know is what a Sahabi is. They don't know about the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't know about the sacrifices of Hasanayn Karimain. We should teach our children. They do not know all these things. And to teach your children, to educate your children, if you want to leave behind something great for your children. So if you leave behind money, they might finish it in a couple years. They might destroy it. They might use it for wrong purposes. But if you really want to leave behind something, that should be education. And to provide them quality education, Madrasatul Madina is there. Jami'atul Madina is there. Darul Madina is there. Enroll your children to the Madrasatul Madina, the Darul Madina, or to Jami'atul Madina. Make sure they know how to read the Holy Quran. Make sure they know how to read the Holy Quran with proper pronunciations, with proper tajweed. But unfortunately, we are just worried about the academic education. Yes, that is important as well. But for that, Dawat-e-Islami has planned such a syllabus in which a child can get academic education along with the dini education. And that is available in Darul Madina. Enroll your children. And Jamiatul Madina is a factory of producing ulama-e-karam. And this Jamiatul Madina is a service by which ulama-e-karam are produced. They go around the world and spread the message of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine your child rectifying thousands of Muslims and you are in your grave and enjoying all that reward in your account. Just imagine. Now if you have made your child very addictive towards money, a child who is ignorant when it comes to Islamic information, what thawab would he be able to convey to you? So, the success lies in Islamic upbringing of the children. So let's act upon the seerat of our pious predecessors. Some of the beautiful words of Sayyidina Shah Ali Rasul, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. He would often say, always respect the ulama-i karam, the fuqara and the masakeen, and treat them with love and honor. Present whatever you can before them. If they accept it, then it is well. And if they do not accept it, then there is no liability on your behalf. He would often say, the outer appearance of a pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be that of Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. And his inner appearance should be like that of Hazrat Hussein bin Mansur Hallaj, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Before his wisal, people asked for his final advice. Listen to this final advice. And he said, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is all you need, and the salvation for this world and the hereafter is present in it. You abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You live according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you live according to what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught you. This is enough for your salvation in this world and the hereafter. We all want success, isn't it? You want to become a successful businessman. You want to become a successful husband, a successful father, a successful son, a successful employee, a successful employer, a successful salesman, a successful trader, a successful teacher, a successful student. But do we think about becoming a successful Muslim? Are we concerned about this, that am I a successful believer or not? Am I a successful devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? True success is that success which you will attain in the hereafter. And to attain the true success and the real success of the hereafter, we need to act upon these beautiful pearls of wisdom which we get from our true role models, who are the awliya Allah and the sahaba ikram of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the seerat of the pious ancestors. May we act upon every aspect of their life. They were kind, may we become kind. They had patience, may we have patience. They used to treat people with love, may we also treat people with love. They would upbring the children according to Islamic values, may we also upbring our children according to Islamic values. They would not shout and scold for nothing. May we also become like that, that we have patience and keep a smile and act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we get love for the Holy Quran. May we get love for ibadat, and may we get hatred from sinning. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with